Public News Service Daily Newscast for October 20th, 2020. I'm Mike Clifford. Senator Lamar Alexander, a Republican, defended Dr. Anthony Fauci's expertise Monday, that after President Trump tweeted and spoke to campaign staffers about the top health official and made false claims about his pandemic advice. That from Newsweek. They quote Alexander as saying Dr. Fauci is one of the country's most distinguished public servants. He has served six presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan. The senator continued on Twitter, if more Americans paid attention to his advice, meaning Fauci, we'd have fewer cases of COVID-19, and it would be safer to go back to school and back to work and out to eat. Concerned that student debt hits black people the hardest, the NAACP is taking to Twitter today in a campaign to make sure that the presidential candidates prioritize reducing college debt in their education policy platform.
In Virginia, research shows that almost 70% of students of color took out expensive loans between 2013 and 2018. In an online event announcing the Twitter drive, Karen Blair with the Alliance to Reclaim Our Schools points to the legacy of institutional racism as one reason for disparities. He says the risks of lifelong debt and the rising costs of higher education are preventing more black students from entering college.
Student debt is out of control, and it disrupts black people's ability to live decent. Home ownership, buying a new car, starting a small business. These are real things that impact everyday black people who are living under the crushing weight of student debt.
Blair and other experts at the forum are urging candidates to propose canceling student debt altogether. They also say state legislators should consider innovative programs such as tax credits for loan relief and more funding for historically black colleges and universities. I'm Diane Bernard.
And what do you do for an encore after you register thousands of Arizonans to vote? Well, you head back out and make sure they cast their ballots.
Volunteers from One Arizona, a coalition of almost 30 advocacy groups from across the state, spent much of the spring and summer contacting and assisting Arizonans with completing the voter registration process. One Arizona Deputy Field Director Liz Zamudio says now that Election Day is coming in just 2 weeks, it's time to seal the deal.
We launched a Get Out the Vote Door program with the goal of knocking on 150,000 doors. These are the folks that we've helped register early on this year, and we're making sure that we go to their doors and say, now let's make a plan to vote.
Zamudio says volunteers are knocking on doors or sending messages to the people they registered, many of whom are voting for the first time, to help them cast a ballot either by mail, in person, at an early voting station, or at their precinct on Election Day. Mark Richardson reporting.
This is PNS. A credit union is leading relief efforts after wildfires devastated Oregon in September. More on that from Eric Tegedoff.
Rogue Credit Union has raised more than $1 million for communities in Southern Oregon. President and CEO Gene Pelham says 2,500 homes near their Medford headquarters were destroyed after the September 8th fires.
Six staff members lost their homes in the fire, and multiple others either have family members with them or were displaced temporarily, those types of things.
Within 2 weeks of the fires, the Rogue Credit Union Wildfire Relief Fund raised $1 million. Since then, it's distributed $1.15 million, including $100,000 each to the United Way and La Clinica. The Phoenix Talent School District received a $150,000 grant to distribute laptops to affected students.
In 2 weeks, California will decide on three criminal justice reform ballot measures.
Proposition 25 would repeal the current system of cash bail. Instead, people would be released while awaiting trial for certain low-level crimes. For mid-level crimes, a judge would use an algorithm to help decide whether a person must be held until trial. Those accused of serious crimes would remain behind bars until trial. Mike Harold with the Western Center on Law and Poverty says cash bail is very punitive for low-income defendants.
Many people ended up getting held in jail for months on end simply because they didn't have the money to be able to get out on bail. And then other folks who did get out on bail often were stuck with very large bills.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Finally, our Mike Moen tells us a key advocacy group says Iowa's Latinx population could have a significant presence at the polls in November.
Historically, Latinos have lagged behind when it comes to participating in elections, but they now represent the largest minority voting group in the U.S. Joe Enriquez Henry with the nonpartisan Iowa League of United Latin American Citizens says over the past year, outreach groups have added 10,000 registered Latinx voters across the state. He says about half of the registered population is younger than 30, and they're outspoken when it comes to political issues.
And they are the ones coming from those mixed status families that have had to deal with the issues of immigration and have been kind of the voices for their family.
He says because of absentee voting laws approved by the Republican-led legislature this year, many Latinos in Iowa still plan to head to the polls on Election Day. That's despite Iowa still seeing a surge in COVID-19 activity. GOP officials maintain the rules are meant to protect against fraud.
In Iowa, there are 80,000 eligible Latino voters. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported on some of America's great radio stations and online at publicnewsservice.org.